Well, healthcare has well and truly moved into the digital age with so many services now offered in the digital environment. On Community Drive, we're going to try and keep up with those developments in digital health by regularly focusing on tools and other services that help empower people in our local community to get the most out of their healthcare experiences by better understanding the role that digital health tools and Australian government digital health initiatives can have on people's healthcare. And we're joined this afternoon by Brenton Jones, who is the Senior Digital Health Officer from the Western New South Wales Primary Health Network. Good afternoon, Brenton.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Look, thanks for coming on board and sharing your knowledge of this sphere. Look, when people think digital health, what should they be thinking? What is this thing called digital health?
I think that's a very good question. Digital health, in a sense, the best way to think about it is control, choice, empowerment. Okay, so by having digital access to your health information and, of course, your primary care provider, that gives you control of where that information is being shared and with whom and where. So for digital health, it's about the sharing of your information and the privacy controls, the ownership of that data is simply yours. You're on the driver's seat. And so it's important to think of digital as a gateway for that control and ownership.
So what are some of the key offerings and services now being offered in that digital space that you've described, Brenton?
Sure. Well, the most famous one, I guess, which we've had in Australia for a long time now, the Commonwealth Government has rolled out My Health Record. And most people would be familiar with My Health Record by now and the role that it performs. And that effectively is a digital record that is shared with all healthcare providers looking after your care. And that can be managed by multiple digital channels. So you've got access via internet browser, like Google Chrome or Safari on a computer. But you can also have now, the most exciting news with that is there's a mobile app for My Health Record called My Health Gov. If you search My Health Gov on the app stores for Google and for Apple, you could actually have your My Health Record in the palm of your hand. And so that convenient access to that information is available to you. The other one, which is probably quite popular by now, most people would be familiar with, and most pharmacists that you would have a relationship with, your community pharmacies, would have had some medication apps available through them, and that's where you would have been able to access a lot of your scripts. And with the introduction of electronic prescribing and electronic scripts during the COVID-19 period, gave very convenient access, real-time access to your prescription medications and being able to review those and have access to those on a mobile app meant instant control and access. Yeah.
So is that the MyScript app that you're talking about, Brenton?
So not specifically an app. So the MyScript list is a new initiative that is effectively your list of prescriptions that sit in the cloud, okay, that's linked to your Medicare information and PBS, list of PBS scripts. And when a GP prescribes your medication, if they send it electronically, you probably are familiar already that you would get an SMS or sent to your email inbox a little QR code that you then take into the pharmacy. So that process of sending that prescription electronically resides in a place now, or a product called MyScript List, and it's now available to all Australians, where you can register to have that MyScript List available to your healthcare providers, to your dispensing pharmacist and your prescribing GP. And then every single time you get a medication prescribed, you can walk into that pharmacist, give them consent to view that script list, and then from then on, you won't need to produce those QR codes as proof every single time, which is a major burden for a lot of people. So hopefully that convenience factor supports people in their medication management.
I can clearly see the convenience of that kind of service. Look, what about a service and a function that we have around our medical environment called Medicare? Is that also have a digital presence?
Yes, absolutely. So My Medicare in particular has just launched in the country, and that is managed via your Medicare account, so through MyGov. Would have linked, hopefully, Medicare to your MyGov account. And you can also, using the Express Medicare Express mobile app as well, setting it up on your smartphone means you can have access to all of your Medicare information in the palm of your hand via that app. And the new My Medicare program just allows you to register with your preferred general practitioner using the Medicare app. Okay, and it's called My Medicare. It comes under that particular title, and there's a whole list of benefits to registering with your preferred general practitioner via that Medicare process. But yes, access to all Medicare information can be accessed via the specific Medicare app on your mobile phone.
Now, the convenience of this is all very clear, but one word that comes to mind is data sharing. And for many people, that's a warning sign, isn't it, about sharing their own personal data. Is there a good side to data sharing?
Look, absolutely. What's the expression? There's always a good and there's a bad to things. And the best way to think about digital and your personal information that's out there being shared every day is it's about managing the level of risk. So just like anything in life, Brett, if I was to cross the road on a busy road to take my daughter to school, there are certain actions I need to take to mitigate that risk, okay, that I might get hit by a car. And I mitigate that risk by looking left and right and making sure my daughter understands that she's looked as well and there's nothing coming, and I wait for the crosswalk lady, et cetera, et cetera. The same thing applies to managing your digital profile or your digital identity online. And when it comes to your medical records, it's a lot more important. And that risk is managed on two fronts. One, the My Medicare, My Health record, there's quite a few layers of privacy and security that's underpinning all that. But you, of course, have to take responsibility for the management of that security as well. So undertaking two-factor authentication, that means providing additional layers of security before you can access that data. And so by managing the level of risk, you are in the driver's seat as to how that data is shared. But look, the good side of data sharing is effectively the social good and also the impact that sharing your data can have on the wider healthcare system. Because by sharing your data with your extended care teams, not just your primary care team. By primary, I mean your principal GP and perhaps your community pharmacist, but your extended care team could be your local podiatrist, your chiropractor, etc. Sharing real-time health information with them just only helps in the outcomes that they're measuring with your healthcare. All right? Gives them real access to the information that they need to make good diagnostic decisions when they need it. All right? And so if you keep thinking about the good and the bad, that's healthy, okay? And without doubt, digital will always come with a bad side, but so does a lot of other things in life, and I think it's about how you manage that.
For people that are not particularly comfortable in this space, is there somewhere people can go to kind of get some support and advice on how to manage safely these digital health services?
Of course, absolutely. So the Australian Digital Health Agency, in fact, website, if you type in ADHA, they have a wealth of resources for consumers out there, especially regarding access to My Health Record and the controls that you can put in place to manage access to your health data and the sharing of that information. The Services Australia website has a lot of also great valuable information, especially around the launch of My Medicare for Patients, which is really only just launched on October 1st this year, so it's fairly new. And you can find a lot of information on servicesaustralia.gov.au/mymedicare. It's a fabulous resource. And, of course, Medicare itself has a lot of useful resources as well. But the Australian Digital Health Agency in particular is a great place to start. There's a lot of educational resources. They have a lot of videos and support information to help with digital health literacy and data literacy in this particular area of healthcare and data.
Brenton, thank you so much for giving us your insights on the emergence of these new services and tools, and some that have been around for quite some time, and some advice on how to kind of manage those services. I look forward to future conversations with you, Brenton.
Thanks so much. Been a pleasure.
That's Brenton Jones, who's the Senior Digital Health Officer for Western New South Wales Primary Health Network, giving us some information on digital health services now available to provide you with a more convenient way of gaining access to all of your digital health records and other services that you might use. This is 2MCFM, and you're listening to Community Drive.